Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Let the Bible Speak program. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 9 and verse 57, in just a minute we will read from that passage where Jesus says that it's important to put God first in our life. This morning on the Let the Bible Speak program, I'd like to answer the question, what comes before first? What comes before number one? Do you put God first in your life, or does something come before God? Are there things in your life that you're putting first before the first, who is God? What comes before first in your life? In Luke chapter 9 and verse 57, Luke records, as they went on the way, a certain man said unto him, that is Jesus, I will follow you whithersoever you go. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But he said unto him, leave the dead to bury their own dead, but go thou and publish abroad the kingdom of God. And another also said, I will follow thee, Lord, but first allow me to bid farewell to them that are at my house. But Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You see, these folks wanted to come follow Jesus, and that was a great attitude, but they wanted to do other things first before they came and followed him. And Jesus said that if you're going to follow me, you need to put me first and these other earthly types of things second. What comes first in your life, friend? So much today is about putting things of this world before the Lord. We're not reading our Bible. We're not praying, we're not attending a church service, we have not obeyed the gospel, because we've got other things in life that we want to do first. And so that's what I want us to talk about this morning. We're supposed to put the kingdom of God first. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, Jesus said, put first the kingdom. And we're supposed to love God with all of our heart and put him first in our life. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the great and first commandment. We need to put God first in our lives, but some won't do that. And so they have other things going on, and the devil has got them doing other things. And when the judgment day comes, their life will not be right with God. Are you like that, friend? Let me encourage you this morning to get up and make a change and start putting God first in your life. Put God into your marriage. Put God into your family. Put God into yourself, into your work, into all the things that you do. God's word is going to guide all of that. Put that first. So much today on Sunday, if you think about it, sports comes first. Sometimes people talk about the Church of the Titans or the Church of the NFL. What they mean by that is that people are going to football instead of coming to worship God. Sometimes it's the golf course or the lake or fishing or football or other kinds of things. Maybe just sitting around having a barbecue. And there's nothing wrong with these things per se, but so many of these things take first place in the lives of many, and God has been neglected or abandoned altogether. You know, some people want to put themselves first. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I'm presenting a series of sermons on Sunday nights at the Memorial Boulevard Church about putting God first and getting ourselves out of the way. And that's hard sometimes, but we have to deny ourselves. You might want to come and hear those series of lessons, 5 p.m. on Sundays at the Memorial Boulevard congregation. The problem of self. We've got to deny ourselves and put the Lord first. But some want to put themselves first. Some want to put family first. And they make excuses why they can't come and obey the Lord because family is taken the place. Jesus said in Luke chapter 14 and verse 26, if any man cometh unto me and hateth not his own father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, he cannot be my disciple. And his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Some people just love family relationships so much that they won't give any of that up in order to come follow Jesus. Some love their friends too much. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10 that some are pleasing men rather than pleasing God. He chose to please God, not men. Galatians 1 and verse 10. What makes my friends happy? What makes them feel good, you see? No, we need to put God first in our life. Sometimes people will put their job first, and it's all about work, and we won't take time to come worship the Lord or read our Bible or live the righteous life that we need to live. I think about when Paul and Silas went to Philippi in Acts chapter 16. In Acts chapter 16, beginning in verse 16, he healed a woman who had an unclean spirit or a spirit of divination. And she had some men who were using her to get money for her powers that she had through this evil spirit. And Paul was troubled by this evil spirit and cast it out. And so he helped this woman. He cast out this unclean spirit out of her. And when her masters saw that they could no longer make money off of her, they were upset at Paul and Silas. They laid hold on them and dragged them before the rulers and put them in prison. All they were thinking about was the money that they could get by using this woman and the terrible situation that she was in with a spirit of divination. In Acts chapter 19, when Paul was in Ephesus, there was a man named Demetrius. He made small silver shrines of the goddess Diana. And he made a lot of money. He was a craftsman, and he made a lot of money with that business. Acts chapter 19 and verse 25. And he was upset that Paul was preaching that there was one true God, and there's no such thing as false gods. Well, that was hurting his job. That was hurting his business. And so he wanted Paul to be out of there. And he got a riot together and got people upset over that matter. He was worried about his money from making idols. You know, people will put their job first, their money first, and they're not thinking about truth and what is right. Other people will put worldly possessions first, and the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and it causes problems for people. Material things and money in 1 Timothy chapter 6, but they that are minded to be rich fall into a temptation and a snare and many foolish and hurtful lusts, such as drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, which some reaching after have been led astray from the faith, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And so this is first in their life. Paul goes on to say later in 1 Timothy 6 in verse 17, charge them that are rich not to have their hope set on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who giveth us richly all things. And so is God first in our life and what his will is for us, or just money and material things, our job, friends, family, and maybe even our own selves? We're number one, you see. I look out for number one. What makes me happy, what I want, that comes first. Or is it God and his word? Friend, we need to get back to giving God number one and the first place in our life. Not trying to get something in front of God, not trying to get something in front of number one, but let him be first in our life. Will you do that? Will you obey the gospel? Will you start reading your Bible? Will you start praying regularly? Will you start attending a faithful church that belongs to Christ? Will you put God first, or will it just simply be these other things? And then come judgment day, you find out that you're not right with God. Where are your priorities, friends? Where are mine? How do we know if we have the right kind of priorities? That's what I'd like to spend the rest of our time on this morning. How do we know that we have the right kinds of priorities? Well, the first thing that I'd like to talk about is words versus actions. Words versus actions. A lot of times people will talk about putting God first, and they'll talk about how that God is number one, but their actions betray them. You know that actions speak louder than words sometimes. We have that statement. I think about the rich young ruler. If you turn with me to Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22, the rich young ruler came to Jesus and he said, "Good teacher, what good things shall I do that I might inherit eternal life?" He had great words. He had a great attitude. He wanted to have eternal life. And when Jesus said to keep the commandments, he said that he had kept the various commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. Love thy neighbor as thyself. He said he had done this from his youth on up. So when Jesus, verse 21, said, "If you would be perfect or complete or whole, go sell that which you have and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. His actions showed that he did not want to put God first. His words at the beginning were, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" It looked like right there he had the right priority. He was thinking about spiritual things. He was thinking about eternity and being right with God. But when it was all said and done, he didn't do what Jesus told him to do. He walked away sorrowful because he had great possessions. We already talked about earlier how that some people will put their worldly possessions in front of the Lord. And that's what this rich young ruler did. When asked about our priorities, we could use the right words. But what would our actions indicate? If I were to ask you right now, should we put God first in our life? Many people would say yes. But by their life and their actions, they're not showing that. A lot of times we have the right answers. A lot of times we can talk about the right priorities, but our actions show that we're not living that out. The Lord is looking for our actions. He's looking for the fruits, not just our words. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 23, Jesus said that we can know a tree by its fruits. And so a good tree brings forth good fruit, and an evil tree brings forth evil fruit. By their fruits you shall know them, Matthew 7, 20. And the fruit is our action. And so I want us to look at some things, look at some questions about our priorities. And let's just give some honest, unbiased answers to these questions so that we can see if really we have our priorities right, if we really want to put God first in our life. It's one thing to say, and it's another thing to do. It's one thing to have the right answers and make the right statements. It's another thing to actually live it out in our lives. So I'm going to ask some questions this morning. I'm going to ask 5 questions. And these questions answered honestly will let us know if we're really putting God first in our life. Now, number 1, what would others say about my priorities? I might say that I put God first, but what do others say? Do I put God first so much in my life that others would say the same thing, or would others say something differently? That's something to think about. Your friends and family and coworkers and other people that know you intimately, what would they say about your priorities? In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 14, when Paul saw that Peter was being a hypocrite, he associated with Gentiles, but when some Jews came, he withdrew and acted like he didn't know the Gentiles. He was hypocritical, and he caused Barnabas to follow that same hypocrisy. What did Paul say about that? I'm sure Peter felt fine about it. But what did Paul say about it? To get an unbiased, honest, second opinion or neutral opinion about what is going on. What did Paul say? Paul said in Galatians 2 and verse 14, "I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth. I said unto Cephas before them all, if you being a Jew livest as do the Gentiles and not as do the Jews, how compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?" He was acting hypocritically. He was not walking uprightly according to the truth. That was Paul's honest assessment of what was going on with Peter. Sometimes what others would say about our priorities is more truthful than what we would say. And so, think about that, friends. What would I say about your priorities? What would you say about my priorities? If we're living in such a way that we're truly putting God first, then other people are going to know that, and they're going to honestly say that. But they might honestly say what we're really doing, and that we're not putting God first. Question number two. What do I think about or talk about on a daily basis? That often shows our priorities. We can say, oh, I put God first in my life, but all throughout the day, we're talking about and thinking about and doing other kinds of things. In Psalm chapter 1, we read about the difference between a righteous man and a wicked man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. He's thinking about God's word all of the time. When we say we put God first, then we're going to be reading God's word. You see, we're not just going to say things, we're going to show it in our life. I think about Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What's in our heart? What are we thinking about and talking about on a daily basis? That's going to show really where our priorities are. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul tells us about things that we need to be thinking about. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. What do you think about? The righteous man meditates on God's word day and night. Somebody might say, well, I put God first in my life. When was the last time you read your Bible, friend? When was the last time you read it more than just maybe one verse here or there, or looking for one thing and never turning to it again? When was the last time you prayed? So many people will not pray anymore. Pray for a meal. Pray for those who are sick. Pray for loved ones. We're supposed to pray for our leaders. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 2. If we say, oh, I put God first in my life, when was the last time you went to a church service? When was the last time you sought out those who faithfully follow God's word? We're trying to faithfully follow God's word at the Memorial Boulevard Church. When was the last time you were at a church service, friend? To come and sing to God, to pray to God, to study from God's word. We're supposed to take the Lord's Supper each first day of the week to remember the Lord's death on the cross, Jesus' death on the cross. When was the last time we did that, you see? Church services today, many of them are social activities. It's more about fun and food and games. When was the last time we were at a church service? Reading our Bible, praying, you see, talking with others about God. What we think about and talk about all day long is really what our priority is. Question number three. How do I spend my discretionary time or money? What we mean by that is leftover time or money or extra or that which we save up. How do we spend that? Do we spend that in the Lord's service and in the Lord's work? In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17, look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunken with wine, wherein is riot, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, subjecting ourselves one to another. How do we spend our free time when we're not having to be at work, for example? How do we spend our free time? Does any of it have to do with the Lord's service or the Lord's work? When we're not paying bills and doing things that we absolutely have to have for life and living, do we use any money for the Lord? The New Testament church, upon the first day of the week, they gave a contribution, a free will contribution, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. When was the last time you gave a contribution to the Lord's work? Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. How do we use our time? How do we use our money? Does any of it be used for God and His service, you see? Here's how we really begin to know if our priorities are right with God or not. Question number 4. How long does it take for me to make up my mind? You ever thought about that? You're trying to decide if you're going to do something right or wrong. You're trying to decide if you're going to put God first or not. How long does it take for you to decide that? In Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was being tempted of the devil, he clearly put God first. When the devil asked him to do something, he said no. And he didn't have to think about that. He didn't have to wonder about that. Take these stones and turn them into bread. Jesus immediately said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The devil says, jump off the temple. Jesus immediately said, thou shalt not make trial of the Lord thy God. The devil said, bow down before me and I'll give you all of these things. And he immediately said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord God and him only thou shalt serve. We need to be like Jesus. Just immediately we have the right answer. And we know that it's always going to be what God wants me to do. Later in the chapter, in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 22, when Peter, Andrew, James, and John were fishing and Jesus came and called them to be his disciples, the text says, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. You know, how long does it take for us to make up our mind? If we're really putting God first and if we love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, it'll just take a split second and we'll say, I'm going to go do what God wants me to do. But if we sit there and mull it over in our mind and we're weighing the options and we're weighing the benefits and we're weighing what it would be like to do this or to do that, we really don't have our priorities straight. There were so many people in the gospel accounts that when Jesus called them, they obeyed. Not everybody did that, but many did. And so we need to learn to immediately follow the Lord. When you turn in the book of Acts, you find, for example, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter was preaching in Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, they that gladly received his word were baptized that day, about 3,000 souls. They just immediately did that. We find other cases of conversion in the book of Acts, where in Acts chapter 8, Philip is preaching Jesus to the eunuch and he says, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? He just immediately wanted to be baptized into Christ when he heard that that was what he was supposed to do. In Acts chapter 16, we find that when Paul and Silas were in Philippi after they're let out of jail there, the jailer feels remorse for what he had done. He had beaten Paul and Silas in jail, and he feels remorse for that. And he says, what must I do to be saved? And Paul preached to him Jesus, and he was baptized in the same hour of the night. That man didn't take a long time to decide. Neither did the Ethiopian eunuch. Neither did those on the day of Pentecost. Their heart and mind was right with God. They're putting God first, and if whatever God wants me to do, I'm going to do that right now. But if we sit there, and even in listening at this lesson and the material that we're going through, if we sit and say, well, I really don't know, and I'm not really sure, then it's clear our priorities are not right. When we are certain about something, it doesn't take long for us to do what we need to do. And when we're putting God first in our life, we don't have to sit there and take a long time. And to go along with that, sometimes people who don't have God first in their life, they know what is right. But each time they have to make that choice. Every Sunday morning they have to decide, am I going to church services or am I going to stay home and sleep in or watch TV or go to the lake. Every week they have to make that decision. Every time something like that comes up, they have to go through all of that again. What am I going to do? But if God is first in our life, that decision has already been made before Sunday comes. We know long before Sunday morning comes what we're going to be doing on Sunday morning. We don't have to make that decision every time Sunday rolls around. We're putting our priorities first. Will you do that, friend? Jesus said that we're to put Him first. And many people won't. But I'm pleading with you, friends, to do that. And then the fifth question is, what gives when I face a conflict? What gives? If there's a conflict, if there is two opposing things, who's going to win at the end of the battle? Is it God or you? What gives? In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 69, we know that Jesus denied the Lord three times. He was put in a stressful situation there when Jesus was on trial. He was outside warming his hands by the fire, and people came along and said, "You are one of his followers." And three times he said, "I don't know the man. I don't know who this is." And he denied the Lord three times. And then he went out and wept. He got in a stressful, strenuous situation. He was not putting the Lord first. He was worried about what people think. He was worried about being identified with Jesus and what trouble that might cause him. And he denied the Lord three times. If you don't truly put God first, when there is a conflict, something's going to give. And a lot of times we give in on the side of error and what is wrong and the things of this world, and we don't put God first. And so let us not be like Peter, who denied the Lord three times. Let's not be like Judas, who betrayed the Lord. Money won out. So what gives when we face a conflict? Come next Sunday. You're hearing this program on a Sunday morning. You can come and worship with us tonight. We have a 5 p.m. service. But come 5 o'clock, what gives? What's going to give in? Who's going to win, you see? That's going to decide, and that's going to answer the question where my priorities are. So these are great questions. What do others say about my priorities? What do I think or talk about all day long? How do I spend my discretionary time or money? How long does it take for me to make up my mind? Or do I have to make up my mind every time something comes along? And then finally, what gives when I face a choice or a conflict or a battle? Friend, it's time to put first back in first place. And we need to do that. We need to put God first. Matthew 6:33, put first the kingdom of God. That's God and His Word and being a faithful Christian. And if we can help you to do that, please contact us. Let's sit down and study God's Word together. Let's get God back first in your life. And then when we meet Him in the judgment day, we will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy Lord." Thank you for listening this morning, and have a good day.